At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show. People are so angry on the internet. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. I already forgot what the script says after that. That's what I read from the script. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk and the news coming up. I'd just like to take a second to say a brand new episode of the full 90s Soccer Time podcast is here. Slight name change, but a brand new season. Season 3 under current management is... sorry. We just have different hosts than we did when it started. Anyway, my buddy Brandon and I are back, getting you all set up for the Sounders season, which is now less than 3 weeks away. Okay, great. Hi. Hi there. I've had a weird day thanks to an opinion shared on the internet. What was I thinking, you fool? Why would you ever contribute to anything where there are strangers present and they treat you like hot garbage? Well, you see, I saw my friend, a radio person, happy World Radio Day, by the way, he responded to a video of a woman on an airplane, it looks like in the premium seats, the old first class there. She appears to be reclined, and she is taking video over her shoulder of the enraged man behind her, lashing out like a child. Now, this man might have some other sort of, I don't know, setbacks that are responsible for how he is acting, okay, but from what I can see, what's in the video, it just looks like some sort of nerdy guy behind her is repeatedly punching the seat and getting more and more mad as he's trying to watch his cell phone video on his tray table. Now, through the commentary on the video, it appears that the guy is in a seat that doesn't recline and the person in front of him is reclining. I don't understand how anyone on the internet is defending the person. No. How do you say that right? I don't understand how anyone on the internet can say that as a person with a seat that is legally allowed to recline, that it is not okay to recline in that seat. Look, I'm almost 6 foot 6. Today I'm wearing boots, so I have heels. I'm 6 foot 6. And I hate it when I'm lucky enough to fly that someone in front of me is going to ruin my next few or many hours by putting their seat back. And it's more than just my knees digging into your back, which I guarantee you I'm going to be passive aggressive. Or is it active aggressive? And put my knee exactly where you don't want it. Okay? I just guarantee that that's going to happen because as a person with no room, I'm not going to be able to sit folded up like a pretzel the whole time. Anyway, you bring that seat back and it's going to ruin my leg room, sure. But it's also going to make it so that way, like, if you have some sort of device you're trying to watch or whatever, when the seat comes back, it changes the ability to look forward at a laptop, an iPad, a book, or whatever you're doing. It's now, like, below you, and so you have to crane your head down, and it's a whole thing. Listen, though, I get it. You bought a seat on an airplane, it reclines, you're using that feature. It is against the law to smoke on an airplane. So if you're on an old plane that has ashtrays, just because they're there, you don't get to use them because it's literally against the law. But it is your right to use the legal device for its purpose. I don't like you when you do it.
But also, who cares about my opinion of you when we're flying on an airplane together? Chances are I'll never see you again. Unless it's in court for me be misbehaving like the guy that was punching the seat the whole time. If a person continuously punches a seat, you call the flight crew and ask them to come and take care of it as well. You have an option. The passenger shaming is much more gratifying for the people of the internet. I made a comment after my friend commented on this video, and now my mentions are a disaster. And I don't understand people being like, no, I paid for my seat and the space around it. What does that mean? The person paid for the full range of the seat. You can't be like, you bought that seat, but I get to dictate the space around everything. No. Just be cool. If someone's reclining and you don't have room, ask them to stop. I know it's hard that you would have to ask them and not just take to the internet and complain about it and then feel good because the people on the internet agree with you or start a fight and get enraged. It's just the wildest argument. I blogged about it. You can see the video everywhere right now. 1077theend.com if you want to check that sucker out. I was trying to think of a good analogy that would go along with this. And for me, it's when you're driving at night and the car pulls up behind you and they've got the super LED lights. And let's say instead of car, it's a giant truck because then the lights are pointed right into the back window and they're reflecting off of the rear view and you think that you're getting that Trump face for when it's all orange from a few weeks ago when he was like, I don't know what he was even doing. And of course, someone went in and bumped up the contrast on that to make it look worse. But still, anyway, you know, you're afraid that you're cooking to death from the lights behind you. You're not, but it's frustrating. It's impossible to see. It really hampers driving safety. But they're legal. So I'm not going to say, like, hey, you've got those lights I don't like. Why do you drive at night? I don't like that. This is my space in this side of this car, and you're ruining it. No, people got to be allowed to drive at night. You give me a seat that reclines, and I recline in it. That's what the seat is for. I'm using it for its function. You don't get to determine which parts of it you like and don't like. Now, if they banned reclining seats, I am all in.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
A massive congratulations goes out to all of the music playing, horn blowing, bass plucking nerds that are in the jazz bands around the greater Seattle area. 5 in total have been selected for the Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band Competition that takes place in New York City. It's the most prestigious competition in all of high school jazz, according to the SeattleTimes.com, a great piece that I'll post now on our social media at 1077 The End. Those schools include Garfield High School, Mount Lake Terrace High School, Mount Si High School in Snoqualmie, Seattle Jazz Ed, and reigning champions, Roosevelt High School. Shout outs to Mr. Brown, their teacher. $30 car tabs, remember those?
I remember.
Well, it looks like they're almost here after a judge tossed out most of the holdups, except for the final 2 remaining obstacles involving some legality issues. It really looks like you're going to end up only paying $30 for car tabs. Now, no idea how anyone's going to pay for the transportation that needs to be funded. I guess you could take all that money you save and just buy yourself a tank. And while it might be frustrating this morning, maybe don't take a giant stuffed dinosaur, bright and colorful, and put it in your passenger seat and try and pretend like you belong in the HOV lane. So I got busted doing that yesterday, and while hilarious, the fine is stiff.
You just got newsed.
Yesterday on the podcast, I got some breaking news about a situation that went from bad to good very quickly. That situation, of course, was the Pacific Banzai Museum. I say, of course, as if you know what I'm going to say. The Pacific Banzai Museum was robbed, and that is terrible. Specifically, when they were robbed of a living, what do you call it when something's on display? Peace! It was 2 bonsai trees that were stolen in the middle of the night. Yeah, they were captured. Yeah, they were captured on film by, like, security cameras. How many times does that happen? You see the videos all the time of porch pirates coming up and stealing stuff. They're on camera. They just can't do anything about it. The resolution's not good enough. You're not if they're wearing any sort of face cover or hat or whatever, it's tough. Not everyone's 6'6 like me and easily recognizable. Well, when the staff got the word out about what had happened, they showed up the next day to work at security. Had driven by to go take a look, and they had found the 2 specimen on the driveway waiting, safely returned. Minimal damage done to one of the trees just in transportation, but the curator, Aaron Packard, says that it should be okay. He should be able to rehab them back into security, which is just the best. I was so happy to know that that was the end result. I do have to admit that I feel sort of bad because at the time that it happened, I may have written that I hoped that a swarm of flying laser-proof pterodactyls would torment whoever is behind this stupidity for 1,000 generations. Well, I would just like to let you know I have lifted the hex to the best of my abilities and that they should be once again okay. You ever feel like you're addicted to screen time, like to looking at your screen? Because I do, but one person's taking it a little far. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks to a total lack of self-control, our culture has a bit of a problem with screen time. Some people are switching back to flip phones to live an app-free life with the modern conveniences of 2006 and its T9 texting. One guy took it to a whole new level, engineering a cell phone with a built-in rotary dial. Man, we live in a 10-digit world. That sucks. But finally, a phone your grandma can use without you.
Hello?
Scientists playing with their kick-ass telescopes have discovered a newborn baby planet. Oh, it's an exoplanet bigger than Jupiter. And unlike human babies, it does not require a giant diaper for Uranus. It's actually probably millions of years old. It's just 330 light years from Earth. And if we left today with our current technology, it would only take us 32,000 years to get there. Of course, we don't have space brakes, so we would just go shooting right on by. And finally, robots are being taught to update Wikipedia for us to keep things from becoming outdated. Now, if you're afraid of automation taking over the world, like I am, is this worse than any jackass being allowed to update Wikipedia?
Albert Einstein theorized the concept of relativity and also once wrote that humans should jump in the tar pit. What are you waiting for?
Well, it is on the internet, so I guess it must be true.
Stupid human. Nerd talk, talking
about nerd talk, yeah! All right, it's time to bring your seat backs up and put your tables into their full upright position. This podcast is about to land. That's not an analogy that works, but thanks for listening.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.